This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, July 16th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. If you've ever tried to Google for a video, you might have noticed that the first result or results usually direct you to YouTube. That's not a coincidence. Google owns YouTube, and we report that its engineers have made changes to effectively preference search results from YouTube over other sources. Our tech reporter Sam Schechner will tell us all about it after these headlines. Apple won a major battle with the European Commission yesterday. The Commission had alleged that Apple was getting special tax treatment from Ireland. But yesterday, the European Union's second highest court said that antitrust authorities had not met the legal standards to prove it. And that, as a result, Apple does not owe nearly $15 billion in unpaid taxes to Ireland. The case could still be appealed to the EU's top court, but the decision adds to a debate in the EU over whether and how to tax these kinds of multinational internet companies. Here's our reporter, Valentina Pop.
There is this recognition that maybe this avenue that they had taken in arguing that this is illegal state aid may have been insufficient and that new legislation is needed and new taxes basically are needed to kind of make these companies pay what are considered their fair share of taxes here in Europe.
Speaking of Apple, theirs is one of several big Twitter accounts that appear to have been hacked yesterday. The hackers targeted accounts from companies like Apple, as well as Uber, and the personal accounts of public figures like Barack Obama and Bill Gates. Several of the accounts posted similar messages asking users to send money to cryptocurrency accounts. The Bitcoin address posted by the account for former Vice President Joe Biden received over $100,000 in Bitcoin before the tweet was removed. Twitter said it was investigating the matter last night. Zoom introduced a new lineup of video conferencing devices, including a 27-inch touchscreen product just for video calls. The tech is designed to make it easier to use Zoom from your home office, and it's being seen as an attempt to leverage Zoom's newfound popularity in the pandemic. Our reporter Aaron Tilley says it's also a sign that the company is betting that work from home is here to stay.
Zoom, you know, historically has been, you know, for office workers, people working in an office, professionals in the office. But now everybody is obviously working from home during the pandemic. And it really seems to be a long term trend. You know, people aren't going to go back to the office in droves, maybe here and there. There'll be this sort of new hybrid work environment. And so they need to start providing tools and systems in place to support that. So they're really looking to facilitate the remote work world we're coming into.
And earlier this week, Google rolled out a $10 billion fund focused on India. And now it's announced its first investment. Google says it'll put about $4.5 billion into one of India's largest telecom companies, Jio Platforms. The deal is strategic for Google. It gives the company a powerful partner in its plan to get hundreds of millions more people online. Up next, more Google News. We'll tell you about how the company has been prioritizing YouTube in its search results. That's after the break. When you search Google for clips of last night's game or a recipe video from BuzzFeed's Tasty, odds are the first result to pop up takes you to YouTube, which, of course, Google owns. We now report that that's not an accident. Google has been prioritizing YouTube in its video search results and shutting out other platforms along the way. Our tech reporter Sam Schechner broke the story, and he joins us now to explain. Sam, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So you and your team did an analysis of how videos are ranked in Google search results. Tell us a little bit about how you did that and what you found.
Well, we had reason to believe from our reporting that there was some prioritization going on that focused on what's called the video carousel, which is, you know, on the top of your search results, part of what Google calls universal search, a rich result that'll show you thumbnails of a video. And we focused on that because that's where most people click. And we figured that we could look at almost a natural experiment. We found people, mostly companies, like you mentioned, BuzzFeed's Tasty, that post almost the same video, both to YouTube and a competing platform. And we figured if we searched for those videos specifically, we could filter out a lot of the other factors that might affect the ranking of a video, the relevance to your query, etc. If we could find videos that were really the same on YouTube and elsewhere, then the main difference between them would be whether it was published on YouTube or another platform. And so that's what we did. We found videos that were published both to Facebook as well as to Dailymotion, another competing video platform, and to Amazon's Twitch, which is a streaming platform for online gamers. And we used search terms that were elicited to bring up this content that was comparable on YouTube and one of its competitors.
Okay, so then what did you find?
So we set up these tests to really be able to compare whether YouTube was in fact coming up more frequently than comparable content on other platforms. And what we found was pretty stark. You know, if you take a clip from the NBA, which posts often the same content to its Facebook Watch video distribution platform and to YouTube, you'd find videos that would be viewed millions of times on Facebook and maybe only a tenth as much on YouTube, and yet the YouTube result would be first. And sometimes the Facebook result wouldn't appear until after the fourth result in the carousel, meaning you'd have to click in order to even see it. We found that in the first spot in the carousel, when it came to Facebook, YouTube occupied the first spot 95% of the time in our tests. It occupied this first spot 86% of the time when compared with comparable content from Twitch, and 82% of the time when being compared with Dailymotion.
So I guess the big question is, why is this happening? Were you able to figure that out in your reporting?
Well, video is a big business, and YouTube is, by many factors, the biggest video platform in the world. And Google has a pretty big financial interest in making sure that it does well. We actually approached this testing because of conversations we've had with sources. There are people at competing video platforms who've long suspected that they weren't getting a fair shake from Google because it owned YouTube. Some of that came up in our reporting last year for a pretty long investigation that we did on the operations of Google's search algorithm. And this story grew out of that reporting. People familiar with the matter told us that engineers actually have made changes in Google search that effectively prioritize YouTube videos over other video sources. It's not to say that Google search says, if it's YouTube, put it first, but that it prioritizes factors that are likely to make YouTube videos first, and that's intentional in order to drive more traffic to YouTube and also to give YouTube more leverage in its business deals with content providers who might be seeking traffic for their own videos, but who YouTube wants them to upload to YouTube as well. If YouTube shows up more frequently in search results, that could increase their leverage in business deals, according to one of the people we spoke with.
So how does this finding track with what Google has said about this?
When we contacted Google about the story, they told us in no uncertain terms that they do not give preference to YouTube or any other video platform, that they use a number of signals from the web to understand what people find to be, quote, relevant and helpful for a given query. But they didn't comment on these specific examples. It is a pretty stark contrast to look at what Google tells web developers and app developers about how to make their videos rank in Google search versus what our results show. These kinds of rich results, like a video carousel, are supposed to be open to everyone. It's not like a question of, you know, well, I go to a Ford dealership and they're not selling any Chevys. What's the surprise here? It's not a Ford dealership. Google is supposed to be an open platform for search. That's how Google portrays it. And they actually give specific instructions about what types of metadata you have to tag your videos with in order to make sure that they can appear in these search functions. In response to our reporting, Google has said, well, just because you tag things properly doesn't mean that they'll necessarily rank well. But they didn't respond to the specifics about why YouTube videos seem to consistently rank higher than the same content on competing platforms.
Your findings would seem to present some pretty serious concerns about anti-competitive behavior, wouldn't they?
Certainly some smaller video providers think that this is a competition issue. Dailymotion, which is an online video platform, told us that, you know, they're not surprised by these unfavorable results because they've found that even videos that are published first on Dailymotion and were exclusives there appear less prominently on Google than the same videos that are published several days later on YouTube. And their chief operating officer, Guillaume Clément, told us that, you know, these results, quote, raise questions about the ability of competing video platforms to grow and develop.
And we've seen other complaints like this against Google's search business too, right?
Well, it certainly tracks with what critics have said about Google in other areas. There's been complaints raised about local search and questions about other types of quote-unquote vertical search, which is more specific search, not just for all things on the internet, but for a specific type of content. Google has long been accused of using its heft in general search to prioritize or to drive traffic to its vertical search thing. So if you're searching for a restaurant and its local, you know, reviews, Google has been accused of using the power of its broader search engine to push people towards those results. In the EU, there is a case that they actually lost in which the EU accused Google of driving traffic to its own product selection ads over those of competing product advertising services. Google has appealed that decision, and so that's still in the courts, but it's definitely something that has been levied, a complaint that's been levied against Google for some time.
And looking ahead here, the Justice Department is already investigating Google for potential antitrust violations, and they could drop charges as early as this summer. So are your findings and these concerns something that could be a part of those charges?
Our reporting has shown that they're certainly looking at potentially including Google search. There's complainants who would like the Justice Department to be looking at Google search preferencing. We know that a few years ago, the Federal Trade Commission actually looked at search preferencing as well before finally deciding not to recommend charges in what has been a somewhat controversial decision. And there's going to be testimony by top tech CEOs later this month before Congress where this topic of search preferencing certainly could come up as well.
All right, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. Our reporter, Sam Schechner, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks again for having me.
And that was your tech news briefing. We've got more tech stories on WSJ.com, so check us out there. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.